Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Kennedy Brothers, The Rise and Fall of Jack and Bobby is a dual biography by Richard D. Mahoney that examines John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy as a political partnership rather than as two separate public figures. The book is centered on the brothers' relationship, their contrasting temperaments, and the way family loyalty shaped their careers, choices, and vulnerabilities. Mahoney situates their rise inside the unstable politics of the 1960s, including Cold War tensions, Cuba, the CIA, Edgar Hoover's FBI, and the criminal underworld that surrounded parts of that era. Rather than offering a conventional chronological presidential biography, the book argues that the brothers' bond helped drive both their achievements and their destruction. It is written for readers interested in American political history, the Kennedy family, and the hidden pressures behind public power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a dual biography built around the Kennedy brotherly bond. The book's main contribution is its decision to treat Jack and Bobby as a political unit. Instead of separating the men into distinct biographies, Mahoney focuses on how their relationship influenced their ambitions, instincts, and public actions. This approach matters because it reframes familiar history. The Kennedy story is not only about an individual president and his attorney general brother, but about a shared political identity shaped by dependence, rivalry, and trust. The book presents their partnership as emotionally charged and strategically important, suggesting that each brother amplified the other's strengths while also helping to create shared blind spots. That angle gives the narrative a different center of gravity from standard Kennedy histories, which often emphasize either Jack's presidency or Bobby's later career. Here, the family connection is not a side theme, but the organizing principle for understanding their rise and collapse. Secondly, contrasting temperaments, charisma, discipline, and ruthless loyalty, Mahoney repeatedly emphasizes how different the brothers were in temperament. Jack is portrayed as charismatic, ironic, and unusually capable of growth, but also reckless and prone to taking risks. Bobby, by contrast, is shown as fearless, hardworking, and uncompromising in defending his brother and attacking enemies. This contrast is not merely descriptive. It explains how the two men function together in power. Jack's political reach depended in part on Bobby's discipline and willingness to do difficult work, while Bobby's loyalty gave Jack an inner enforcer at the center of his world. The book uses this contrast to show how family intimacy can become a political asset, especially in a hostile environment where trust is scarce. At the same time, the same traits that strengthened them also narrowed their judgment, because loyalty could slide into defensiveness and aggression. The result is a portrait of two complementary but unstable political personalities. Thirdly, Cold War politics, Cuba, and the dangerous terrain of the 1960s. The book places the Kennedy brothers inside a highly volatile historical setting. Mahoney emphasizes the aftermath of the Cuban Revolution, anti-Castro operations, CIA activity, FBI surveillance, and the broader atmosphere of Cold War conflict. This context is crucial because it helps explain why the Kennedys operated under constant pressure and why their decisions carried such high stakes. Their political world was not orderly or fully legible. It was a space filled with competing agencies, covert operations, and informal power networks. Mahoney argues that the brothers were navigating dangerous territory where public politics and secret struggles overlapped. That framing gives the book more than biographical interest. It becomes a study of how American power actually worked during the era, especially when elite families, intelligence agencies, and organized crime occupied the same shadowed landscape. The Kennedy story becomes a window into the instability of the period itself. Fourthly, Joseph Kennedy, family obligation, and the making of political strategy. Another important dimension of the book is the role of Joseph Kennedy, the family patriarch, in shaping his son's conduct. The brothers' loyalty to their father is presented as a major force behind their political alignment and sense of duty. Mahoney suggests that the Kennedy family operated with a strong internal hierarchy in which expectations, ambition, and obligation were deeply intertwined. This matters because it explains why the brothers often acted with such determination and why personal attachment could override purely institutional thinking. Their careers were not built only on ideology or public service. They were also shaped by family discipline and inherited expectations about power. By highlighting this dynamic, the book shows how private family culture can influence public decision-making at the highest level. It also helps explain why the Kennedys projected unity, even when their methods were controversial or ethically troubling. The family bond becomes both a source of coherence and a source of pressure. Lastly, assassination questions and the book's controversial interpretive frame. Mahoney does not stop at political biography. The book also enters the long and disputed territory surrounding the assassinations of JFK and RFK, and some readers see this as one of its most controversial elements. According to the search material, the author advances or strongly suggests connections involving mob-backed forces and the broader underworld environment around the Kennedys. That interpretive frame gives the book a darker edge than many mainstream biographies, because it links personal tragedy to hidden power structures rather than treating the deaths as isolated events. At the same time, this is also where the book has drawn criticism, since some reviewers object to what they view as overreach or misrepresentation. Even so, the inclusion of these questions is part of what makes the book distinct in its category. It is not content to leave the Kennedy story as polished public memory. It pushes readers to confront unresolved tensions, competing explanations, and the unsettling possibility that the brothers were destroyed by the very world they tried to master. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who want a serious political biography that goes beyond the usual polished Kennedy mythology. It is especially useful for people interested in American history, the Cold War, intelligence agencies, organized crime, and the family dynamics behind public leadership. Its main value lies in the way it treats Jack and Bobby as a shared political phenomenon, showing how intimacy, loyalty, and ambition can shape national events. Compared with many Kennedy books, it stands out for its focus on the brothers' relationship and on the dangerous environment in which they operated. It is also more interpretive than a straightforward life and times narrative, since it asks readers to think about hidden forces, institutional conflict, and the limits of public power. That makes it rewarding for readers who want a vivid, heavily contextualized account of the Kennedys, even if they remain cautious about some of the author's more speculative conclusions. In short, it is a distinctive dual biography that combines family history, political analysis, and unresolved historical questions into one account. If you would like to support Richard D. Mahoney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.